Salvation, past and present. Helvetia is a station in North Plains. It is said to be like the Amatil Valley, which is a beautiful valley in Canton Bern, Switzerland. Most of the people who came here first came from Canton Bern. They gave the area its Latin or Roman name of their mother country. David Chabold moved to adopt the name Helvetia at a meeting of the local school board in 1892. In 1895, a post office was established in Lenox. This served the community until the rural route came through in 1903. Mr. Peter Josie was postmaster. The Helvetia Church was completed in 1899. The building has a 65-foot steeple, which was one of the highest of those times. The first steeple was torn down, and another one was built because it was too small. The Helvetia Church only cost $832 to build. It was built by donated labor. The plaque on the Helvetia Church reads, 1899, Helvetia Community Church, organized November 6, 1881, with Phillips Church as Reformity Emmanuel Kirsch by Swiss-German settlers. Built in 161 and a half days at a cost of $832. Spire is 65 feet high. Services were held in German until 1942. Became an independent church in 1956. Tualatin Valley Heritage. The Logie Trail is the oldest Indian trail in the state. It was named after Alexander Logie, who improved the original trail for traffic. Near the brown patch of land, see arrow, the famous battle between Quarterly's Klickitats and Kawaniya's tribe occurred. Kawaniya was a famous Indian chief whose horse was shot out from under him during this battle. In the forest area up on the hill, the Logie Trail is found. It begins at Glencoe, and the ending is not known of its whereabouts. The creamery, which was started about 1890, was one of the first businesses in Helvetia. When the condenser opened in Hillsboro, fall of 1903, the little creamery went out of existence. The old dance hall still stands like it used to. It provided many nights of entertainment for the Helvetia people by either a local band or Portland bands or shows. The two-room Rock Creek School, which is located in Helvetia, was built in 1911. Charles Peachman was the first teacher. One day, 92 pupils were present. It was not common to have 45 people in one classroom with only one teacher. In 1842, Charlie McKay, not being satisfied with the conditions at Fort Nisqually, came to settle Old Glencoe, which he named after the family's hometown in Scotland. Dr. Richard Sanford was the first physician and druggist in Old Glencoe. Mrs. Sanford operated the telephone exchange and was postmistress. In 1890, Mr. Greer built a store. James Gray had a shoe and harness repair shop. Mrs. Sarah Hoard conducted the hotel. Bill Miller ran a saloon. A man called Biscuit Davis ran a cabinet shop and also made caskets. Will Davis was the barber and confectionery man. On January 1st, 1911, the first electric train roared through Glencoe, connecting it with the rest of the world. Mr. Stewart had the first store and blacksmith shop. It is still standing and is in good shape with every tool in place as it was. Charlie Walters, who owned the shop from July 1890 on, passed away in 1964, but his shop still lives on to tell the story of early history to younger generations. Turn off tape now.